Okay, so today is a very exciting day. We're basically launching a new series within the channel drop-in called the Foundation Series. And you'll note in the background the logos. So Jane McBain of Canalis, welcome. Thank you ever so much for joining and being the showcase guest here to launch the Foundation Series on the Pure Channels channel drop-in. Jay, let's do as we always do, 20 seconds, just a quick introduction, and then we'll dive in with the first question.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks for having me back. Jay McBain, chief analyst for Canalis, and looking at partnerships, looking at ecosystems and channels and all kinds of alliances and what the future means, not only long term, but, you know, what we should be doing in the next 18 months.
Perfect. Which is, you know, it couldn't be more ideal, in fact, for the Foundation Series of the channel drop-in, because as I mentioned, just as we were chatting before, you know, we kind of come up with ideas and trends and what's happening. And actually, sometimes it reminds us of some of the basics that actually sometimes we forget around channel. And I think, you know, now's as good a time as any to discuss that, you know, Where have we come? Let's say in the last 10 years, you know, we've had a monumental transformation of the last 2 years. And I think that's going to be hugely influential in terms of where we go over the next 2 to 10 years. But you know, as you said, you know, maybe we look a little bit shorter in terms of the future. But Jay, are you able to frame for us kind of what we have seen change over the last 10 and importantly 2 years?
Yeah, so at a very high level, you know, the biggest change has really been around the language we use, the lexicon, the taxonomy. And I'll say for the last 40 years, the word channel has been synonymous with the point of sale. Everything happens at the point of sale. Every dollar flows in, and we send all of our dollars out to the channel at that point of sale, you know, trying to cover everything else, which means that we underpay probably half the partners. And we overpay, you know, half the partners. And those are massive changes. The word alliances, you know, has been synonymous with, you know, for many of us, you know, these big, ugly, hard to measure things with an 80% failure rate. Well, that word, you know, has changed radically in the last couple of years. And you've, you know, heard words like platforms, and these platform companies that rely on alliances are now the most valuable companies on the planet, including the five largest value trillion-dollar companies on the planet are platform companies. So we're starting to talk ecosystem now as a term that includes the new definition of channel, the new definition of alliances, and trying to wrap together, you know, what these new business models are and how the world is shifting very, very quickly, you know, right in front of us. There are people elements underneath this. There's process and program elements, and then there's technology elements.
And so if we shift into the very recent past, the last 2 years, you know, and I totally agree, you know, the word, the terminology that we're seeing change is phenomenal. The rise, maybe let's call it the rise of the ecosystem over the last 2 years has been phenomenal. Like, we've never seen anything like it before, you know. Big, huge, trillion-dollar, as you mentioned, organizations employing ecosystem chiefs now, you know, something that's happened so quickly. Well, how long did it take to start employing channel chiefs? And now all of a sudden we've accelerated through that, and already we're an ecosystem chief. You know, what has been the catalyst for that, and why should we take notice of it so much?
Yeah, it changed really before the pandemic. And there was one piece of research that Accenture did. You know, they went and asked every CEO in every company, in every country, of every size, of every industry. And 76% of CEOs came back and said that their current business model would be unrecognizable in 5 years. So that kind of set off a course of events. Obviously, the pandemic hit. And over those 2 years, and, you know, we're still in it in many places of the world, in those 2 years, most of these things accelerated. And so we started making predictions, again, around the people and the programs and the technology. But out of the people, we thought, you know, if 76% of CEOs think that their business model is changing radically, and ecosystems are the number one reason why, does it not make sense for these companies facing perhaps an end of company or an end of industry type of event in the short term, would they not bring into the C-suite somebody that could lead this change? Working with third parties. In other words, we can't do it alone. Whether we sell cars, whether we sell pharmaceuticals, whether we sell finance or insurance, whether we sell technology, no one can do it alone. Every company is becoming a tech company. And then how do you do that? So guess what? In the last few weeks, you've seen major changes. Microsoft actually kicked it off with putting in an ecosystem chief, and the channel chief for 6 years left the company. But their two biggest competitors, AWS and Google, both installed new ecosystem chiefs. In one of those cases, actually in both those cases, the channel chief was shown the door. And now, you know, other companies, you see IBM a couple of days ago, the new ecosystem chief, who's been employed as the chief of staff to the CEO for 3 months, has come out of hiding. And now the channel chief at IBM reports to the ecosystem chief. And you know, you'll remember IBM committed $1 billion to the ecosystem. And now we know who holds that budget. It's in the C-suite, it's in the boardroom, and it's very, very much a layer above what we've recognized as channels and alliances in the past. And I could go through five other examples, but let it be known, 35,000 other companies that we're watching are talking about this change as we speak.
So we're talking about, and we have, you know, we have a shared colleague that that is the evangelist for this, of course, in Alan. And you know, so we're talking about monumental shift, aren't we? You know, we're talking about channel reporting into a whole new layer, aren't we, between itself and you know, and C-suite and the accountability and the reporting up. But does that mean we're seeing change in channel? Does that mean we're, you know, and all of the core elements of the channel that we've known for decades, you know, the communications to and through, the with and for, the MDF, the training, the enablement, the education, the platforms, the portals, PRM, all of these things that are, you know, innately representative of what we have come to know and love as the channel, are we now seeing them overshadowed by ecosystem, or are they just becoming part of a new thing?
Well, it's part of a new thing. And, you know, for anyone that's trying to, you know, call for the end of portals or the end of PRM or anything else, it's very, very short-sighted. You know, the fact of the matter is every partner, regardless of type, and there are, you know, six types of partners. You're a technology alliance, you're a strategic alliance, you're a business alliance, you're an influence partner, you're either a transaction or transaction assist style partner, or you're a retention style partner. Those six vice presidents, by the way, all report to this new ecosystem chief. All six of those vice presidents need a technology stack to be able to measure, monitor, and manage their channels, manage that partner journey, you know, inside of all those things. Well, guess what? The PRM and through channel marketing and channel incentives and what we've had for, you know, upwards of 40 years continues in one of those six roles. Now, these companies have to look at themselves and say, how would I do incentives in a non-transaction world? How do we incent influencers? Well, now I'm competing with companies like Impact or Partnerize or Awin that came out of the consumer space, that know how to do affiliates and affinity ambassadors and advocates. So how do I, you know, incent people later in the journey in a subscription model where I have to keep that customer, drive adoption, stickiness, upsell, cross-sell every 30 days forever? Well, these are different thoughts and these are different use cases for their platform. And they have to start talking this different language and they have to elevate their conversation as well to talk to a more senior person in the C-suite, not reporting to the C-suite. And so this is for all the layers of the tech stack. And guess what? The ecosystem area of the tech stack has now grown again by triple digits. We're going to be publishing that soon. But there's now 66 companies that raised over $1 billion in private equity last year that are growing, you know, significantly by, you know, triple digits each. And they're servicing these other five, we'll call vice presidents, in this new organization style. And embedding all the people that report to those six vice presidents, we're not building another silo here like channels and alliances did for 40 years. This is going to be much more like data science, where people are going to be embedded and report directly into marketing and sales and customer success. They're going to report into product. They're going to report into finance and operations. These people are going to be embedded, and they'll dotted line back out to, in the case of data science, it's a CTO or a CDO. In the case of our world, it's the ecosystem chief and the vice president that they might dotted line report into, but they're very much at the table in the teams, enacting those changes across that customer journey and building the products from the ground up with the APIs and SDKs in a, you know, we can't do it alone type of world. And it's just going to be a very, very different type of environment.
And you know, I'm going to pick up on one of the things that you just said, because I love this. And it's something I've been talking about for a little while now. And I think it has been as a very definite result of the pandemic. And this is where you talk about having come from consumer land. You know, are we seeing a more blurring of lines, a closer merger between B2B and B2C, because it's not just about tech, is it, coming from consumer land? It's about behavior. And I think as we have all become, we've all changed our behavior over the last 2 years because we've had to, and therefore a case of having to has therefore enforced behavior change. And are we seeing that now as a result of what we've just been through, and as we progress through into a closer focus onto this ecosystem play?
Yeah, and here's a great example of where we were seeing early, you know, changes. I would always speak about this new buyer, the new psychology, the new behavior, the new customer journey. Well, guess there's another thing that, you know, got put on steroids for a couple of years during the pandemic, when we could only work digitally. And so you saw changing things like demographics, where in 4 years, every company that's out there and every channel leader that's out there, your customer will be a majority millennial. Growing up digital native. And they walk through, you know, 28 digital moments before they make a transaction, before they make vendor selection. And how they do that and how you address them and how you surround them, which, by the way, the entire journey today from those 28 moments to the initial transaction, the first 30 days, to every 30 days after that, on average has 7 different partners. So there is no single throat to choke. There is no trusted advisor. These digitally native people are surrounding themselves with obviously digital tools and people that can drive that point in the cycle that they're in. And so it behooves all of us to recognize who those 7 partners are. Yeah. And today, you know, many companies, when they do that analysis, may only have 1 or 2 of them signed up even as partners and even recognize them as potential partners. And so the average channel today, as compared to an ecosystem, is about 10x less in terms of the amount of partners. So if we talk about recruitment as one of the things, you know, I look at, you know, these big channel programs that might have 100,000 partners at the fortune sized companies. Yep. These are the Ciscos and the IBMs and the Dells and the Lenovos. They have to go from 100,000 to 1 million later this decade.
Yeah,
because that's the amount of people that are actually driving consumer behavior. They have to, you know, when I look at companies with 10,000, they got to think about 100,000 partners. Companies that have 100 partners have to think about 1,000 partners. Everyone is on this 10x multiple. But when you talk consumer, all of us and all of our consumer behavior is quickly becoming our B2B behavior.
Yeah.
1/3 of the US economy is marketplace. And we knew this, you know, it was because of the pandemic and we had to get our groceries delivered and, you know, we all linked to Amazon and things like that. But guess what? Now we've had a couple of quarters. It's not post-pandemic, but it's in the next phase of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It keeps accelerating. So we kind of thought, is this going to plateau and maybe start dropping off as we start to visit our local stores again and start to engage, you know, local resellers, retailers, agents, dealers? No, it keeps going.
And yes, it's just transitional.
But it's transition. So 1/3 of the economy is 1/3 of the economy. And that consumer behavior is quickly coming into B2B. And that 1/3 of, let's say, marketplace will be 1/3 of the tech industry by the end of this decade. These things are all just happening at once. And you could just assume that your buyer is a consumer. And all of the direct to consumer, D2C, the product led growth, and all these business models that, you know, the CEOs think are going to become unrecognizable, they're being pushed into these directions to serve this new buyer.
I can't thank you enough. What a great place to stop, Jay. That's incredible. Wonderful way to start off this this foundation series here on the Channel Drop-In. As ever, very much appreciate your time, as of course to all of our listeners and viewers. Jay McBain of Canalys, thank you ever so much indeed, and literally can't wait to speak to you again.
Thank you.